So here we've got, it looks like exactly the same kind of game. You've got cubes and they speak and they are magnetized. Except that this time, sure Carol, absolutely. This time, each cube stands for a syllable, and the idea is to put them together to make words, okay? So for example, I click on this one, aha, and some cubes are big and some are smaller. The big cubes are the stressed syllables, and the small cubes are the unstressed syllables. Let's click on this one here, let's say the green one.
Watermelon.
Okay, now the color helps. I left color as a clue to make the activity a bit easier. So here we have watermelon. Here we have
watermelon.
Okay, so they certainly belong together, okay? Notice that they snap together. Now, watermelon has four syllables, so there must be more.
Watermelon.
Here is one big watermelon cube. And where is the fourth syllable for watermelon?
Watermelon.
Right here.
Watermelon.
Let me move it. Now, what is the stress pattern for watermelon? Tata, tata. Tata, tata. Strong, weak, strong, weak. Okay, so we arrange one big cube first.
Watermelon.
One small cube snapping to it. Another big cube, okay.
Watermelon.
All right. And finally, one more small cube. Like this. Okay, well, whatever. Fine, here is our watermelon.
Watermelon.
Tata, tata. Now, the learner immediately can not only hear the stress pattern of tata, tata, watermelon, but also see. Big, small, big, small. Altogether four syllables making a word, okay? So that's the idea of this word stress activity. And of course there are more words to put together, as you can see. Anyone wants to try?